Beto here, hanging in the Sun Radio Solar Powered Saloon. Got another awesome band that you need to be aware of. It's the Bends. Welcome to our little media area tent, fellas. How are we?
We're doing well. Thank you for having us in.
Absolutely. We're chatting with Hayden and Ian from the band. The other fellas are just staring very, very ominously. I don't got no money, man. How are we doing today?
We're doing well. We're pumped.
It's kind of the calm before the storm.
Exactly. It's a big day for us. We're really excited.
Vibes are high.
Ready to be up there.
Yeah. Okay, vibes are high. Why is it a big day for the Bends?
Because I think we'll be playing in front of more people than we typically do and have the chance to win over some new fans. And just ACL is an awesome festival, so to be a part of it is, you know, special for us.
Well, I'm sure they would thank you for saying that.
Most definitely, man.
You guys, I'm not an ageist, but you are a younger band, yes. Right? Are we all early 20s?
Yes, sir. We are.
Okay.
I'm the unk of the band. I'm 23. I'm the oldest.
Oh, you old bastard.
I think that's still young. They give me a sheep.
Well, how long have we been working as a band? Did y'all have opportunities to go to festivals and like huge concerts like this before you were touring with the Bends or trying to be that band? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Did you have a normal life experience with festivals before this?
Personally, I mean, being from South Louisiana, you know, there's Jazz Fest, which is incredible that we get to always go check out. But there isn't a whole lot of huge concerts that tour through like New Orleans. So like, I wasn't able to go to a bunch of concerts growing up. I know Hayden's traveled around and been to some cool shows.
I came to ACL 2 years ago, which is where I fell in love with Mount Joy, actually. I'd never seen them, not really listened to them much.
Yeah.
And I saw them here 2 years ago. And, you know, so now being here 2 years later on the stage playing is like, hopefully have that same experience on the other side.
That's too cool.
Yeah, sweet
so,
feeling.
It'd be cool.
So being kind of a festival newbie, when you're here and you have all this access, I was going to say, what's the difference? And probably would have been air-conditioned porta potties or air-conditioned
exactly.
bathrooms.
Yeah.
But what's like, what are you looking forward to being on that stage, performing at Austin City Limits Music Festival and not just like discovering your new favorite band, Mount Joy?
Yeah.
I'm personally stoked to show, you know, all these new people the new songs we've been working on, because obviously we only have 6 songs out there. We're going to be playing a lot of unreleased stuff today and hopefully just, you know, see the crowd reactions to these tunes and win over some new fans. And
hell yeah.
I think it's going to be a great day.
Hayden?
Yeah, I second that. I think there's some music that we're working on that we'll play today that's unreleased that, you know, we're really proud of and really excited to play in front of a bunch of people and see how they react.
TheBendsMusic.com to follow along with them. There's two things I want to talk about that new music that you just came out with, but I have to ask because I'm just always curious. Was anybody in the band like a Radiohead baby?
Me and Chase.
I haven't looked this up or anything. I'm just curious. Is that the Bends?
Yeah, that's the Bends. Obviously loved that album, loved Radiohead, and Chase does as well. And I always thought growing up, was like, it sounds like a band name to me. So when I found myself in a band, I was like, let's name it
I'm
the
going
Bends.
For this.
Yeah. Call it the Bends, man.
Yeah. And, we were just trying to play at the local college bar, so we didn't really overthink it. So it's kind of funny now.
Well, you're out of the college bars.
Yeah.
You're on this huge tour. You're playing Austin City Limits Music Festival. Is the new EP out? Are we working on like releasing singles? What's the game plan for the Bends?
Debut EP came out about a month ago, and it's kind of album time. I mean, we're trying to put together songs for our debut album. So.
Yeah, we're going
to
put out a couple more singles probably this year. Kind of just start getting ready to put out that album next year. That's really the next main focus, the next hill we have to climb as a band.
Okay, so is Weekend Love on what's going to be released, or is that on like an EP that's already out there?
That's on the Leeward Drive EP that I was talking about, or debut EP that came out about a month ago.
Okay, well, I love that tune.
Awesome, man.
You guys are actually, you don't know this, but you're going to introduce that song, and it's going to spin on Sun Radio coming up later.
Awesome,
today.
Sweet, dude.
But,
that's super cool.
If you could, all the new fans that are going to see you out there at Zilker Park or that are listening to this interview at sunradio.com or that hear Weekend Love on air, just leave them a message, man. It's the Bends talking to the Sun Radio family right now.
You want me to take it? Well, you know, we got this song, and it's It's about loving the weekend, as Hayden likes
to
say.
Yeah, usually whenever it's the weekend, I'll probably say that today.
Yeah,
it's about
weekend.
Love on the weekend. It's the weekend. It's a fun song. Like wrote it when we were in college, and you know,
kind of fits that vibe, that angsty vibe.
At that time,
We hope everybody's digging it, and can't wait to play it live today, man. It's gonna be awesome.
Awesome. Well, the Bens, we've said the word vibe a few times today. Y'all are a vibe, and a good one. So catch a vibe when the Bens come through your town. Find them at thebensmusic.com. Have a killer show today, fellas.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, man.